Josie muttered under her breath as she fished out the pence and pound notes buried in the bottom of the front pocket on her backpack. The taxi man waited patiently, understanding that she was a foreigner and obviously in a hurry. If Josie hadn't slept in that morning, she would have been able to catch the shuttle bus from the hotel with the rest of the film crew. She hastily pushed the currency into the calloused hand of the Scotsman behind the wheel, shouldered her backpack, and scooted out of the back seat of the taxi. The air was cleaner there in the country, miles away from Edinburgh, if not a little muggy from the morning fog that still lingered over the town. Winchburg was a charming village, and perfect for shooting the remake of The Wolfman. The production team scouted for months to find a place that already had the perfect backdrop and possible sets for the shots they needed. Without much help at all, Winchburg looked just like the village overlooked by Talbot Castle in the movie. This was Josie's first time abroad, and she expected to have a sense of awe and wonder towards the place that was so unlike her home in Arkansas. But Scotland had taken her breath away in ways that she couldn't describe. It wasn't just the fresh air, but the people and the rich history that seemed to scream at her from every street corner. The country had its modern conveniences, of course, but it retained its past well, and Josie felt herself swept up in the romance of it all. Even as she sloshed through the muddy shoulder of the road to make her way up to the cluster of trailers just outside of the village, Josie admired the pale gray sky above and the light breeze that was beginning to blow the mist down the rolling hills of farmland and away from the village. Josie had wanted to make herself more presentable this morning, but 3 missed alarms later, she had no time to fix her hair in her usual loose half-pin-up style, or even apply a basic application of mascara or eyeliner. Instead, she let her face go completely naked and pulled her hair back into a loose ponytail while in the taxi, taming back her slightly wavy chestnut-brown hair that she normally tried to straighten first thing in the morning. She wasn't eager to look at herself in the mirror and see the hot mess that was about to greet the world. Despite her failure, Josie tried to remind herself that she was not the one the cameras wanted to see. It was her job to make the real stars look their best. The set was already buzzing with activity, as other makeup artists, costumers, scriptwriters, and assistants all scurried from one trailer to another. Some of the more important players in the movie-making business, like Landon Torf, the director, and Kirk Levins, the lead writer of the script, were exchanging some heated words about how they thought the next scene should be shot. Landon was a world-renowned director, as was Kirk. She put them on the same pedestal along with Alfred Hitchcock, Francis Ford Coppola, and Orson Welles. Landon's commanding leadership personality was truly a gift. Some may have read his demeanor as aggressive or demanding, but Josie knew better. She had been in the business of performance long enough to know the difference between guidance and cruelty. In the same way, Kirk had a creative mind for storytelling. He knew what worked and what didn't, and how to keep the audience captivated. Josie had read the script just after accepting the job as the star's makeup artist for the film. Not being a lover of literature or prolific bookworm, Josie was amazed to find herself still awake at 3 in the morning reading the screenplay. Seeing Landon and Kirk butt heads in this way, considering their great talent and passion for the art of filmmaking, wasn't surprising. Josie slipped past everyone and made straight for the refreshment tent, where a few frazzled crew members were setting out donuts, coffee, and other breakfast pastries for the team. Too focused in their task, no one paid her a single acknowledgement. Sometimes she preferred it that way. She was involved in behind-the-scenes work for a reason. After checking the time on her wristwatch, the same one she had been using since she was a freshman in high school with the worn and peeling leather band, Josie quickly poured herself coffee in a styrofoam cup. She took even greater care in preparing a cup of Earl Grey tea, making sure that the water was the perfect scalding temperature, and that she stirred in exactly 1.5 spoonfuls of sugar to sweeten the bitter taste. Josie never cared for tea, but she knew someone who did.